Welcome back to the Tape Store, everyone. This is Toby.
And this is Brooke.
We were made in the 80s.
And played in the 90s.
And we are back and ready to continue and conclude, unfortunately. We have been talking about the episode Saved by the Bell rockumentary.
Yes.
And we are concluding that. And that's what's unfortunate.
Right.
This is season 3, episode 22. Aired on November 30th, 1991, and we covered all that in part one,
I'm not
going to go too much into it, but I do want to give a quick recap. We opened up this episode with Zach and the gang, mm-hmm. and they're this big band.
Yeah.
Like, we come in the middle of them, we come into this massive concert, and Casey Kasem is there. And we covered who he was
last episode. And he's narrating the entire thing.
Yeah, it's like it's this documentary, right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, why they call the episode rockumentary. And they're about to go out and play this big concert. Zach is on lead guitar, vocals. Kelly's on vocals. Lisa's on bass. Not bass. Lisa's on bass. Screech is on keyboard. Slater's on drums.
And we covered why Jesse's not here.
We covered why Jesse's not there. And we even threw in a few pictures of her actually in Zach Attack.
Yeah,
and,
if you're following us on Instagram.
Right. But before we see the concert that they're going out to play, Casey Kasem takes us on back.
Right.
He takes us back in time to how they started, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, we've also addressed kind of how, like, well, wait a minute. I thought they were in high school. I thought they were high school kids.
Yeah, we're going to get to it.
Why are they suddenly a rock band? Yeah. We're going to get to that. And we went from them playing in the garage to being discovered by music.
Mr. Fate.
Mr. Fate himself.
Who happened to be jogging in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to anyone else.
Brian Fate. So Zach and the gang are playing in a garage. They're discovered by Brian Fate, who's this big rock band manager, producer. And he signs them and they start playing music and they take off. And we ended with them in the studio and they're at the height of their popularity. Right?
Yeah.
And Brian comes in while they're recording with this mysterious woman, this blonde lady, and her name. Why do I not know her name? This is ridiculous. Mindy. Yeah, Mindy. Played by actress Stacey Foster. So that's just to catch you up. I mean, again, I'm assuming that, you know.
If you didn't listen, go back and listen before you listen to this one.
Listen to part one. So if you haven't listened to part one, stop.
And go back.
We will be here when you get back. Listen to part one and then. Because we're picking up now with part two, we didn't want to spend a whole lot of time,
right.
You know. But we do hope everybody's doing well.
Yes.
And is, you know.
Taking care of yourselves.
Yeah, and is taking care of themselves and all that stuff. But so I'm going to open up with what happened right before part two. So we did cover this. So the big song is Did We Ever Have a Chance? And that's what they're in the studio playing. Did we ever have a chance?
With their hands on their ears like they have headphones, but there are zero headphones.
No, right.
There's no cords.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I don't know if it was just...
It's fine.
I don't know if it was the people that wrote the episode or...
Or lack of forethought. I don't know.
I don't know if the people that wrote the episode or directed it just didn't know, or maybe they were just like, you know what? It doesn't matter.
We're suspending so much reality already.
Yeah, and I would like to think it's the latter, because Saved by the Bell does suspend a lot of reality
oftentimes.
You know? So Did We Ever Have a Chance is the big song, and while they're in the studio recording this, we see this lady. Well, Brian introduces her. Actually, no, Brian doesn't introduce her. Well, he kind of walks in.
He walks in with her.
And he silently introduces her, I guess you could say. But he just walks in with her. And then the next scene, Zach Attack is at a press conference. And this is where we find out who Mindy is, because mm-hmm. she's running this press conference. Her name is Mindy Wolitzer.
Yeah, that's right, Wolitzer.
And she's kind of presiding over the press conference. She's kind of helping mediate between the band and
the audience. She's emceeing.
Yeah, emceeing essentially between the band and the press that's at this press conference. And we find that Zach Attack is the biggest band in the world.
Just under the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
just under.
Yeah, just under. Maybe equal to.
Right.
Maybe more.
The way they bill it.
Maybe even more.
That's the way it's billed in this stinking episode.
Yeah, well, at the beginning of the episode, it's like, not since the Beatles.
Have we seen something of this caliber?
And let me tell you something. There have been some bands Yeah, actually, you know what's funny is I only know of one band that's ever compared themselves to the Beatles.
Who?
Oasis.
No.
And the Beatles actually spoke out on that.
No.
Yeah, they were like, no, that's rubbish. So.
Not that, that's rubbish.
Yeah, and you know, Oasis was a good band in the
90s. No, they're good, I mean, but like, no.
I don't know what they're doing now.
Exactly.
Which, exactly.
No one still talks about Oasis.
Right.
It's 2024 and we still talk about the Beatles.
The Gallagher brothers can come and beat me up. I don't care. No one really talks about Oasis unless they're like diehard nutty Oasis fans and there's not enough of those for everyone to care. Okay.
Right. No, exactly.
But I think it one of the Gallagher brothers said, "Oh, we're going to be as important as the Beatles." They made some comment and Paul McCartney and George Harrison were just like, "Nah."
I don't really agree with that.
Nah. Because the fact of the matter is, Paul McCartney is like 80-something years old, and he goes out and has like tea in the morning, and everyone's snapping pictures.
Yeah,
why?
No, forget
because
it.
He's freaking Paul McCartney.
And he's not even doing anything. Like,
no,
he's just
not.
Existing.
Why? Because the Beatles revolutionized popular music. That's
absolutely.
Why. I mean, look, okay? And Oasis didn't, okay? So, chill out, Oasis.
Chill out.
But Zach Attack, oh, not since the Beatles.
Right.
Honestly, you know, so I would.
It's the charisma.
Shoot, I'd lean more to saying Zach Attack's a great man than saying I'd lean more towards Zach Attack inheriting the Beatles crown than Oasis.
Yeah, well, at least because they didn't say they did. You know, at least they let someone else say it. At the very least,
nobody should say that.
No, but I'm saying
even Nirvana didn't say that.
No,
but
they weren't that. They had a whole other.
Okay,
thing
listen. I love Nirvana.
Yeah, me too.
And here's the thing. I was alive when Nirvana, you know, was emerging.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I mean, I remember when Nevermind came out. I was like 11.
Oh, yeah.
I was like 11 years old, and I was like, I remember when they started to change music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They had I will say they had a similar effect on music.
Exactly.
But it's still not on the same.
But Kurt Cobain never ever said, oh yeah, we're going to be like the Beatles.
No, it's because no. Kurt Cobain was not interested in being like anyone
else. Kurt Cobain was just interested in being Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, exactly.
He actually cited the Beatles as being one of his influences.
Yeah, as he should.
But Kurt Cobain and Nirvana were...
But to be fair, the Beatles were also not interested in being anybody else.
Exactly.
They were interested in just doing their thing. So,
lesson learned, if you want to be influential.
Let someone else sing your praises and you just do your thing.
There you go. Yeah,
that's our life lesson for the day. Right. Let's continue.
But all that to say, Zach Attack is the biggest band in the world. In this episode,
in this
what
universe.
We're looking at. And honestly, I wish this was real life.
Of course you do.
We wish that Zach Attack was the biggest band in the world in real life. But anyway, in this episode, they are. And Mindy Walitzer is running this press conference. Did We Ever Have a Chance? Their newest single has sold 5 million copies.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And I believe that's 1 million copies makes it platinum, so it's 5 times over platinum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's so Saved by the Bell numbers.
We're watching this press conference, and it's very easy to see that Zach and Mindy have a thing.
And now we need to discuss the ages of Zach and Mindy.
Yeah, I'm guessing Mindy's like in her 30s.
Yeah, because I don't know what about what year are they? They're like juniors at this point.
Yeah, junior, senior. I would say he's 17.
Either way, it doesn't matter. He's jailbait is the point.
Yeah, I know. But
Again, let me reiterate, all of this will make sense at the end. So don't cringe. Yeah, it's cringy.
Right.
But like, save the cringe because there is an explanation. But it's super de-duper cringy.
It's just clear that Zach and Mindy are openly flirting at this press conference.
Right.
And
it's not just Zach being a teenage guy. It's also Mindy.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. And it gets worse.
So the press conference ends, and then we go to these big music awards, and they don't give their name. I'm assuming it's equivalent to the Grammys, which if you're a musician, so if you're an actor, let's think about it. If you're an actor,
it's an Academy Award.
The Academy Award is your holy grail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're a stage actor,
Tonys.
The Tonys. If you're a TV actor, the Emmys. Mm-hmm. If you're a musician, the Grammys.
Yeah.
Right. So,
I'm sure for copyright reasons, they don't even reiterate because we all knew.
Probably
we all
not.
Know. We all know what that was meant to be. It was meant
right.
to be the Grammys.
Right. So, we go to these music awards, and you know, like I said, they don't give it a name. I'm guessing it's like the Grammy Awards, and presenting the biggest award of the night. And it doesn't even say Casey Kasem is, again, he's still giving exposition and narration.
The Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come is still.
And this is just simply referred to as the biggest award of the night. It'd be funny if, like, it'd be funny if these award shows said, and the big, this is now the biggest award of the night.
I know, because they don't say that.
No, it's usually like best album, best best actor. You know, there's specific things.
There's categories.
Can I just say real quick, sidebar, this is off, way off book, but not really because we're 90s kids, but I just want to say that one of the greatest moments of my life was watching Brendan Fraser win Best Actor last year, right?
It was so,
I can't watch it.
It is 90s related because all of us stan the Mummy, Brendan Fraser. Have we done the Mummy?
Yeah, we've done the Mummy.
Yeah, we've done the Mummy. Okay, okay. Because mm-hmm. that was incredible. Because
the
was
Mummy
incredible.
2 was in 2001. That's right. Outside of our purview, but still.
Which is upsetting. But no, but like 90s, I mean, the Mummy's not, obviously not. I mean, he's Encino Man. Like, you know, all these. There's lots of movies. But the Mummy's my favorite of them all.
Yes.
So we all love Brendan Fraser, and we've watched him. And, you know, again, we're not going to go through his whole story, but he's had some really tragic things happen to him.
Yeah, he had a tough story.
In Hollywood. And to see him finally come out on top for a phenomenal performance. And he's just the most humble, sweetheart. Oh, my God. Forget it. I was in shambles.
Yeah, his acceptance speech. I can't watch it without crying.
He deserves everything.
And it's just those moments mm-hmm. where you see, like, man...
Every so often, someone good gets the prize.
Gets what they deserve,
you know what I mean?
Right?
Because so often, that's not true.
And you get to see it, right? So I had to stop and say that.
No, we love him.
We love Brendan Fraser. And I'm so, so thankful that he got that. Yeah. I was so just elated when he won.
And I just
this was last year, but still.
And I want this to be, if that's what he wants, I hope that this skyrockets his career for moving forward.
Oh, it totally did.
Because I need to see him more.
It totally revived his career. Yeah, and I'm sorry again that we kept breaking off, but still, that was important to say.
Well, this is essentially a conversation between friends, so
right. That's what it is, right?
That's what this is.
So back to the episode. So the biggest award of the night is being presented by, I guess you could say this is Madonna and Michael Jackson.
It's very clearly meant to be like
right.
Madonna and Michael Jackson cosplay, and they did fairly well with it.
Yeah, it was.
Because it's no mistaking who it is.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not really Madonna. It's not really Michael Jackson, but
they're dressed exactly like
it's them. Impersonators.
It's funny.
Yeah.
The Michael Jackson guy, I was kind of like, oh, wow.
He really looked like Michael Jackson.
He looked a lot like him.
Like I would say around the time he did Black or White.
Uh-huh.
You know, he just had the long hair and the sunglasses. Mm-hmm.
And I think he had the red jacket, like the iconic
Yeah,
like,
and it was
jacket.
Clear that the Madonna
No, he was
lady,
wearing black. I'm sorry.
It was clear that the Madonna lady was Madonna. You know, yeah. There was no mistaking.
There was no one else in that time that would look
All
like
right.
that.
So they're presenting the biggest award of the night to Zach Attack for Did We Ever Have a Chance? And it's just like Madonna just is like, yes, did we ever have a
like
chance?
Like she's also in their corner.
Like she's like, I love that I right. get to give the award to them.
Oh
you know?
My God. Everyone's dream, right?
Yeah, this is where we see things begin to unravel though, because now this is the peak.
But this is where, yeah, and it makes sense. This is where things unravel.
Of course.
Especially for young people who are famous.
Right. The band receives the biggest award of the night. And gives an acceptance speech where Zach thanks everyone for, quote, listening to my music. I mean our music.
Ooh,
and I'm like, oh,
there it
of course,
is.
There we go.
There's the ego.
Yeah, right.
And ego will be the downfall of many a man.
I know.
And woman.
So then we move on to, like, kind of an after party, like after the awards,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
where we see things become problematic. So Mindy and Zach, at this point, appear to be an item. They're kind of like hanging on each other.
Yes, enter
stuff.
Cringe.
Yeah, Mindy makes this comment that she's mostly interested in helping Zach. It's a brief comment, but, you know, and something doesn't feel right about it, but Mindy is like, Zach.
Yeah, she's honed in on
and
Zach.
And then they kiss, and that's,
and
you
it's
know.
So, because he's a teenager.
Yeah, I know, Brooke could not get over that.
No, because I think, we were both teachers, but I'm a teacher, and I'm like, oh my God. You know, I'm just sitting here going, legal, this is not legal, this is not legal, like this is not, again, just hang on,
to maybe the Zach's end. 18.
Maybe I pray to God he's 18 because I can't deal with it.
I mean,
that's still not suspending kosh. Reality. It's still not kosh. But like, again, wait till the end. It'll all make sense. So right. Just hang with us.
That's true.
We're not promoting this by any means.
No.
It's a 90s show.
Okay. Yeah. So while they're doing that, Screech and Slater are flirting with girls. And
Screech does this hilarious walk. Like,
because
he and Slater are like, oh, yeah, like, this is our night, this man. Look night. At all these babes.
Look at all these babes. Yeah. Of course. And amazingly, in this really funny twist, Screech derails Slater's attempt to hook up with any girls. Like, you know,
because he says something like gross about him or
like something. Like that he has a fungus on his foot or something.
And they all flock to Screech.
Yeah, that's not realistic.
But for a second, I was kind of like, you know what? You go, Screech. Because everybody gives you the shaft.
Sure.
You
know what I mean? Lisa, at the party, we're still at the party. Lisa comes to Zach excited because she has designed new wardrobe for the band. But Mindy interferes. Like, she brings, like, okay, so Lisa brings Zach, like, all these, like, sketches she's done.
And as we, and fellow Saved by the Bell fans know that this is Lisa's, like, wheelhouse. Fashion is her wheelhouse, and she is good at it. So if she's got a design, it's probably great.
Oh, yes, of course. And we know that later on she gets accepted into FIT.
Exactly. So, like,
I think FIT was a play on MIT.
Yeah, for sure.
But, so she gets into, like, this top school.
Yeah.
So we know that eventually becomes, like, a major part of her career. So, yeah, I mean, and Lisa's no joke, right?
Yeah.
So.
But Mindy is not having it.
No, she's not. She's not
rude.
She just says, well, we've hired Bob Mackey to do the band's wardrobe.
And Zach's like, oh, my God.
Right. Yeah, why is that, right? Because Bob Mackey designed Cher's wardrobe. You know, Cher.
Yeah, Cher.
Lisa is deeply hurt by this, and she kind of appeals to Zach, like, Zach, you know? Because Mindy's like, hey, we got Bob Mackey. And then Lisa's like, Zach, like, for real? And Zach just kind of looks away.
Because he's got a 30-year-old that's into him. So.
That and Zach. Okay, so we know that Zach has moments of virtue, but it's often after.
It's after he is kind of a putz about things.
Yeah, like Zach learns his lesson and then he does the right thing. Like, you know, when I look at like Kelly's like always ready to do the right thing. And Screech is often ready to do the right thing. And Slater is oftentimes.
Really, most of them are.
But Zach has to get past himself first. Then he does the right thing.
He's his own worst enemy, unfortunately, 100% of the time.
Right. So he just kind of doesn't take up for Lisa. And Lisa walks away, clearly upset. You know, it's really sad.
I hate
seeing Lisa get hurt. She's one of our favorites.
Yes.
Mindy then informs Zach, like, right after this. You know, Mindy,
like literally seconds later.
Mindy informs Zach that he doesn't need the rest of the band, that they're just backup singers, and that he's the real star of the group. Now, again, Zach looks clearly he's bothered by this.
Yeah.
Zach's not
he knows already he did the wrong thing.
But he's not okay with this. Zach's not like, I am the star. He's clearly troubled. This is disturbing Zach, but he makes no attempts to argue with Mindy.
Right. Well, because, I mean, throughout the whole show, Zach has always got a scheme. He's always got a plan to put himself on top.
But now.
And here we go.
But
this
now,
is putting himself on top, but he's got to officially be like, I'm not going to do the right thing officially.
Because you know what I mean? Zach has met someone who's been scheming longer than he has.
Mm-hmm.
So, Zach.
He's met his match.
Zach is the big fish at Bayside High School. Mindy works in the music industry, and we know that in the entertainment industry, to
it's cutthroat
to be a deal maker, you have to be.
Well, people, like, I mean, like, people always say, like, in entertainment,
it's brutal.
Well, people are saying, whether it's music or film, that it's cutthroat. It's do or die. You know, like, you have to be willing to just, you know, you have to be willing to kind of be ruthless.
Right.
It can be that way. I'm not saying it's always like that, but it can be that way. So, and here we go.
So Zach now finds himself being manipulated and kind of coerced by Mindy, who wants to make him the star and doesn't
care. But he's also not putting up any fight, so.
No. We then get back to the studio. Party's over. Get back to the studio. So this is, you know, sometime later, where Casey Kasem tells us that, quote, As Mindy and Zach grew closer, the band and Zach grew further apart.
And then the headlines.
Right. And this becomes clear because Mindy is hanging on Zach like Yoko Ono does on John Lennon. Ugh. Even though, I will say, if you watch the Disney Plus miniseries, the Get Back documentary.
So good.
It's so good by Peter Jackson. You actually learn that Yoko Ono was actually not at all the reason the band broke up.
No, not at all. It's a good documentary.
It was very informative. Everybody blamed Yoko Ono. I'm not saying it wasn't annoying, I'm sure, having her in the studio and stuff for the rest of the Beatles, but it was the Beatles that broke up the Beatles.
Again, Owen Wars enemy. Yeah. Usually, that's usually how it goes.
But Mindy is hanging on Zach. Zach walks into the studio an hour late with Mindy and surprises the group with this new song that he and Mindy have written
together. Yeah, and what's funny is that when we were watching this, I told Toby when we were watching, I was like, oh my God, this is like the Get Back documentary, because in one of the like moments of the documentary, they're waiting for John Lennon, and he's just nowhere. He's just nowhere. And then he's like, hello guys, and he shows up late, and I was like, oh my God, he's John Lennon.
It's really good, yeah.
There are actually lots of Beatles nods in this episode.
I'm sure they were doing some, yeah.
As good as the Beatles.
Even though this came out long before Get Back did. It was interesting that it aligned with that.
Yeah, but also we all kind of knew most of the Beatles lore by the time this came out.
Yes.
Outside of that documentary.
No, that's true.
So, yeah. I mean, it definitely was, it absolutely had to have been some sort of source for them when they were creating this.
So, as I said, Zach comes in the studio an hour late with Mindy, surprises the group with a song that he and Mindy have written. Kelly and the rest of the group protest. And when I say Kelly and the rest of the group, it's Kelly, Screech, and Slater. Lisa's not a part of this protest. She's just kind of standing there. Kelly, Screech, and Slater protest Zach and Mindy's song with their own.
Which,
it's not good. Let's just be honest.
I know. It's not. I hate it because I want it to be good. Yeah. It wasn't.
It's like this beach song.
It's cutesy. It's cutesy.
It sounds like something that would be on a commercial.
It's like a kids' bop song.
Yeah, something that would be. Yeah, right. And here's the thing. How do I know it's not good? Well, we knew. It's not surprising that Zach and Mindy hate it. It's they turn to Lisa, and Lisa clearly doesn't like it. No. She's like your neutral party.
Yeah, she's like, babe. Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, but, and again, and it alludes to the fact that as much as Zach's being kind of a putz right now,
right,
there is an element that when they're all working together, it's good.
Right.
But
it's all
when
really
they
good.
Split up into any different factions, it's not working.
It's not as good, right. Zach attempts to assert his authority as the chief songwriter of the band and introduce, we're doing my song with Mindy, the one that we've wrote, and it's called Let's Stay Together.
Which is a direct contrast to Did We Ever Have a Chance, if you noticed
that. Yeah, it's true. And Brian Fate kind of comes in and says, all right, everybody shut up. Let's do Zach and Mindy's song, and we'll argue later.
And this is where me and Toby, as you know, musicians, laugh because they are handed this music.
Yeah, okay.
In 5 seconds.
Yes.
And then about 10 seconds later, they are asked to perform.
Yeah, so imagine that, like, okay, so you tape store listeners, imagine that me and Brooke, we are the leaders of a band and you're in it. And we walk into a room and hand you a piece of paper and say, here's our new song.
And you're not like, I'm not talking you're like Carnegie Mellon, musicians. You're a musician.
You're just a person that plays guitar.
Yeah,
you're a person
or
that
piano, whatever.
Yeah, and you've never heard this song. It's new. We wrote it
You don't know the time signature. You don't know anything.
You know nothing. I just hand you a piece of paper. And somehow we can all play it
perfectly,
studio quality, first time on.
Toby and I were like, no.
So that's what they do. They play Let's Stay Together, and they play it perfectly, and they look miserable while they're doing it because the band's fighting. It's this kind of charged R&B, grittier. It's kind of got an R&B flavor to it.
It's definitely a different vibe than what they had as Zach Attack, like when it was just
them. It sounds way different from their usual stuff. And what's amazing is that Zach hands the song out, and we just covered that. You know, band plays it immediately. Just perfect. We get another montage during Let's Stay Together. Now, remember, Did We Ever Have a Chance? There was a montage of them growing in popularity.
Yeah, you know, Zach Attack goes galactic.
Yeah. Let's Stay Together is playing, and we have another montage, mm-hmm. and it's all these tabloids and headlines reporting on rumors of problems within the band.
Yep.
Right? And it's, of course, all true. Then we go into like a dressing room. All the bands there, it looks like they're preparing to go on stage mm-hmm. to play another concert. And the band begins to argue in the dressing room. What are they arguing over? Well, they're arguing over the fact that Zach is upset mm-hmm. because he's reading all these things in the tabloids, and he's like, Who snitched? who's the leak in the band mm-hmm. that's telling the press about all of our issues? And Lisa makes a point to say the problem is Mindy, you know, yeah. but Zach's like, whatever. No, she's the best thing that's ever happened to us. Right. Even though that things are going terrible in the band and they're all arguing, they look great.
Oh, they look fantastic.
They have those black and white.
Yeah.
They matching. Look great. They look, that's like my favorite outfit that they
wear. I know.
Wear.
I remember I was like, look, because again, I say, look at Lisa. Oh my God. She's all iconic. Of
them look really good. Yeah. They're wearing these black and white suits and they just look really cool. And, but they're miserable.
Yes.
And, things come to a head. And it's revealed, who do you think the leak is?
Of course we know.
We know that the leak is Screech.
Yeah.
He's always the
wise
one.
Fool.
He's always the one that blows the top off of secrets. He's and this isn't the only time he does it.
No.
But we know that
he
Screech
does it so much.
So the whole time he's
and
been,
he says it so jovial.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, it was me. What? Yeah,
well, because he said, well, they asked me a question. I told him the truth. Like yeah. for him, it's like it's child's like, play. It's yeah. simple. And you know, the rest of them are trying to kind of play it cool because they know like a lot's at stake. But Screech's like, what? I said the truth, and so he's not wrong.
Zach doesn't take Screech's word for it. He turns to the rest of the band and says, do you all agree with what Screech is saying, like about the band and about me being kind of like a prima donna and all this mm-hmm. stuff?
And they're like,
and the band says, yeah, you've changed, Zach. And Zach responds by quitting. And Zach Attack breaks up. You know,
right before their show that night.
Yeah, right before their show. No, seriously, like Zach and Mindy walk
do their
out.
Thing.
They
yeah.
walk out. And now we have the aftermath. We move to the empty garage where it all started. And Casey Kasem is there, sadly.
In his sweater.
Yeah, walking through its hallowed halls, talking about how the band broke up and how each went their separate ways. So we get this like very brief exposition about where all of them have been, what paths they chose after they left the band.
Yeah, we don't get all of the paths, but we get some of them.
Yeah, some of them. Screech searched far and wide for the meaning of life, seeking the wisdom of the high geek.
Oh, my God.
And, Brooke, you kind of compared this to, like, George Harrison.
Yeah, I was like, he's the George Harrison. He's the one that's like, I'm going to go find meaning and
yeah,
and truth.
Like the pilgrimage to India.
Yeah.
Which like, actually, he took all the Beatles. All the Beatles went.
Yes,
yeah,
but George was he was, like, the one that really
no,
latched
he took it seriously.
It. Yes, latched onto it.
I mean, yeah, I think it was like lifelong for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it was. No, but that's why I say like there's a lot of Beatles nods.
Yeah.
To
so
this.
Screech goes off to find the meaning of life, and he meets with the high geek, which is just this guy that's dressed like a nerd. And
which again, more '90s like stereotyping, but yeah. again, it's baked into the cake. We know
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So Screech is sitting there in front of the high geek, and he's like sitting. Like cross-legged and
it's very much
it
like,
looks like it's a mix of Buddhism and Hinduism and transcendental meditation type stuff, but he's a geek. I don't get it. He gives him a retainer that'll give him good luck.
Oh
and
my God, it's so
goofy. Yeah. Slater began
but he tells him like the key to happiness is to get with a cheerleader. Right,
yes,
to,
of course.
To date a cheerleader,
something like that.
Something
he gives him
along
terrible,
those
yeah,
lines. It's
terrible
more
advice.
Horrific advice.
He gives him terrible advice.
Yes,
but
he takes it as gospel.
Right, Slater begins a career racing cars. That's all we know. We just see Slater like with a shelf full of trophies, and he grabs his.
Helmet.
He grabs a helmet, he puts it on, and he's clearly wearing like a
Which
racing
that's
suit.
Not, that isn't, I mean, I guess I know, we know he's good with cars, but like somehow that's not the path I would have expected.
I don't know, yeah. So, okay, so Screech, meaning a life with the high geek, Slater racing cars, Zach, then we go to Zach, who continued his career in music, became a solo artist,
mm-hmm.
managed by Mindy, and he's miserable.
And he looks like Boy George.
Yeah, who would have thought that Zach would have been happy, right?
Right.
We knew where this was going.
Right. Well, and in a way, like, again, he got what he wanted, which was to be on top finally.
Yeah.
And as per usual, he realizes it's not the same without his buddies.
Yeah, we go to Zach backstage after one of his big solo concerts. We never see Zach perform as a solo artist. It's just we see his get up.
Yeah, and he's looking.
Which is wild.
He's looking.
He's wearing like he doesn't have a shirt on, but he's wearing like a jacket over no shirt.
An open jacket.
He's wearing like a peace sign necklace. His hair is like crazy standing up.
Yeah, it's like the flock of seagulls. Yeah, like,
and he's got sunglasses on.
It's giving very much 80s, even though this is 90s.
Yeah, and he's upset. And yeah. Mindy's like, what's the problem? Zach begins complaining to Mindy that he no longer likes what he's doing. He says he's a macho, he's a Mr. Madonna. He says, I like Mr. Madonna.
And he's right.
She's like, that's the point, a macho Madonna. That's what we're looking, you know, that's what we're shooting for. And the best definition that we could have for Zach is like, he's like a white version of Prince is how I looked at him. Like a white, not... You can't compare anybody to Prince. No, he's another one. No. My God, you can't compare anybody to Prince.
No,
but
no.
He looks like a white version of an attempt at Prince. An attempt. Because I'm not going to, because Prince is
No, he's untouchable.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No, but he's going for that kind of vibe, like that, almost like that androgynous, like.
Yeah, part rock, part R&B.
Yeah.
Which
is not Zach.
I don't know. Prince could do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Zach's hair is all crazy. He's, like I said, he's wearing this wild sequin.
And he's just obviously really angry and upset.
And he's angry about his image and about his music, and he doesn't like that everything's about presentation and not about, like, I guess, the music and all that stuff. And anyway.
Yeah, because I think there's, like, I forget the actual conversation, but she's like, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if they can't hear the music.
Right.
They see you.
Yeah, that's
You're exactly. doing the dancing. You got the dancers. You got the things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. And he's like,
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't matter. He's sold his soul in that
right.
way, you know?
While backstage arguing with Mindy, Zach gets a phone call, and there's bad news. Slater has been in an accident. And Zach tries to leave. And Mindy stops him, saying that they have to go to London after this concert, and if Zach leaves, he'll throw everything away. Zach, wanting to be with his friend, coming to his senses, leaves... Yes. And I'm assuming probably fires Mindy, you know, but he leaves.
Well, I'm sure really she kind of fired him at that point.
But
he was throwing it away.
He leaves. We go to the hospital where Kelly arrives first, and she's dressed as a nun. And this is kind of meant to throw you. Maybe you think that Kelly went into a convent and became a nun. That's not true. She's an actress on a soap opera, Santa Barbara. she went into show business. Yeah. Well, you know, she went into acting. Another version of show business right. after leaving the band. Lisa walks in, and
is the freaking coolest like path she could have gone.
Yeah, of course. She's dressed like in this red, white, and blue like athletic garb, because she's part of the U.S. Gladiators,
which is a play
on the like a fictional version of the American Gladiators.
Yeah.
Which I remember that show as a kid.
Me too.
So she's dressed like that. She's got like a I don't know what you would call it. She's dressed like in red, white, and blue,
like an exercise outfit, but it's got like a skirt though. Was it a skirt or is it shorts? I can't remember.
I'm trying to remember, but she
looks cool as heck. If you guys have seen that show, like it's about like female wrestlers on Netflix called Glow.
Uh-huh.
Like if you've seen the show, you know what I'm talking about. But she's giving that like female wrestler vibe.
She calls herself Lethal Lisa.
And I could not be more here for that storyline. Like I'd watch that show, the show about Lisa being a gladiator. Right.
So Kelly comes in, Lisa comes in. Screech comes in. They're all worried about Slater. They're all there for Slater, all being good friends. And Screech shows up having apparently reached enlightenment from the High Geek. He shows up with a cheerleader on his arm named Linda.
And she's who's ridiculous.
Who Lisa quickly shoos away, like get out of here. Like threatens her.
She's like what she's gonna annoying. Do about Linda? Because I'm gonna throw her out the window.
Yeah.
Like she can't.
Linda
she
runs
can't.
Off. She's gone. Then Zach shows up. And the group has reunited, and Zach is still in his get-up, his macho Madonna get-up, and the group has reunited. And at first, it's tense.
Unexpectedly.
But here we go. This is important. Zach asks the group for forgiveness.
Which is big.
Which is big of Zach, and important. Screech forgives Zach first, which also
that makes sense.
Makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Screech is like, yes,
to a fault, he is.
Yeah, but forgiving. In this case, it's good. He forgives Zach and encourages the group to reconcile with him. They join hands and begin to chant "friends" over and over. Friends, oh friends.
My God. Friends. At Screech's behest. At Screech's behest.
Yeah, Screech. Yeah. Ultimately gets the band back together. Aww. I mean, Slater's accident was like the catalyst, but Screech kind of gets everybody to, you know.
To
forgive Zach, because yeah. The group was doing fine. Mm-hmm. Zach just kind of went nuts. And this leads us back to the beginning of the episode.
Yes.
With Casey Kasem and the kickoff of their reunion tour, Friends Forever. In the words of Casey Kasem, it's a nice idea.
It's a nice idea. He doesn't even sound fully committed. No, like, it's like, a nice idea, but geez. Like, you know what I mean?
Nice idea. Like, maybe it'll work this time.
I just thought that was such an interesting tagline that he put on it.
And so, basically, what the concert we were preparing for at the very beginning of the episode, that's what this is.
Yeah, so it means more now.
It means more now.
Because they're back together.
And they are on stage and in all their glory.
Yeah, so we get to see the song.
We finally get the payoff.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, somebody might be listening and might be like, what's the big deal? And I'm like, well, for me, this is huge. They're in all their glory,
yeah,
singing Friends Forever. Oh, like the song they should have the one they should have been always been singing, right? Yeah. No more Mindy. All is well. I would like to think that hopefully Brian Fate stuck around. He didn't seem like such a bad guy.
He was because he liked them.
He liked them, but yeah, he just kind of seemed like, you know.
He's an industry guy, so what are you going to do? Yeah,
he just didn't seem like he was cutthroat like Mindy was, you know.
Right.
Either way, Mindy's gone, so all is well. And
what's the name of the producer that the Beatles had? The one that really
The manager.
The manager.
Yeah, that was Brian Epstein.
That's right. Yeah. He was
Brian Epstein was their manager that really got him.
That's
big.
What I'm saying.
But their producer was George Martin.
Yeah, no, but what I meant was Brian Epstein.
Yeah, Brian Epstein.
He
was kind of the Brian Fate. Yeah. I can't say enough. I know I wrote one line. I wrote one line on my notes. I'm looking at it. It says, and there they are in all their glory, singing Friends Forever. That doesn't at all do justice to this next few minutes, because I just love seeing them.
I know, together.
Together, and they're singing Friends Forever, and they all look great, especially Lisa.
And they've reconciled, and it's, yeah, especially Lisa, my
and
queen.
The Friends Forever is, yes, it's full on cheesy. You know,
goofy, yeah.
You
it's
know,
fine. We love it. And Slater is absolutely crushing it on the drums.
Yes.
Because he's actually playing them. That's what I love.
We are here for every bit of this.
100%.
As they finish the song, I hate this. I just hate this because it's ending. And this is where we get the big explanation.
Yes, and this is why I told you to hold on.
What the heck is happening, right? As they finish the song, we fade out and realize it was all a dream.
It's giving Felicity.
It was all a dream.
Okay, but now that it was Zach's dream.
Yes, because we fade out and
he's in the garage.
It's Zach in the garage. We fade out to Zach in the garage by himself asleep, like with his guitar on, like he's dozed off.
He's waiting for them.
Yeah.
And okay, so and that is why I told you to hold on, because now it should all make sense why Zach was, of course, dreaming of having this, you know, relationship with a 30-year-old woman, because, come on, he's a 17-year-old kid. Of course he is. You know, having dreams right. of this beautiful, successful adult
I'd
woman.
Also like to think it reflects good on Zach, because in the end, in Zach's heart,
yes,
he loves his friends.
Right, but I mean, but we got to see all the best and worst parts of Zach in this dream, in that, one, he ultimately wants him and his friends to take off. Two, Zach knows Zach, and he knows he's going to be a putz, and he's going to think of himself first,
certainly.
Also of women second. And then in true Zach form, he will come back around and realize the error of his ways and reunite. So like we see the normal every episode arc of Zach in this dream. But that's why I told you to hold on, because it's cringy, because it's a teenager's dream, and it's not—it's not what actually happened.
Actually, absolutely. And so Zach wakes up to Lisa, Slater, Kelly, and Screech coming in, and
much like the flashback of the episode when they came in to practice.
Right. So they get Zach up because they need to practice. They have their first paid gig, the Berkowitz Bar Mitzvah.
Mazel tov.
Yes, it's their first. Their first concert is, or their first
it's a bar
gig.
Mitzvah.
Their first gig's a bar mitzvah. And
I love that.
The band takes their places. Slater clicks in with the drumsticks. One, two, three. But before we hear what they play, the episode ends.
Yep.
We never hear the song.
Oh.
And that's it.
It's Friends Forever. You know what it is.
I hope so. You I'd like to is. Think so. I will say this. We know that Zach Attack is a real band that Zach...
In the Saved by the Bell universe.
In the Saved by the Bell universe, because they play at the prom.
Yeah, this
is the whole big...
The big episode.
The big episode where Zach and Kelly break up, but Zach Attack was supposed to play at the prom.
Yeah.
And, you know, Zach and Kelly are too busy breaking up and ruining all of our lives outside. And that's when Slater's like, you know what?
Screw it.
Jesse, me and you are going to have to do the last song.
Yep.
And you see on the drums, on the drum kit, which we posted on Instagram.
Yes, we did.
It says Zach Attack.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is, you know, and we'll do this episode later, but what's interesting is that Slater and Jesse do the song as if they were not the backups. Like, we were always meant to do this song. They do so well.
They were meant to. They were meant to.
They
fate
do
knew.
So well, yeah.
Not Brian Fate, but Fate itself.
we might need to do those before...
Before the summer.
Yeah, before the summer.
Because we've hinted before, we've got some big plans for you guys in the summer.
We do have big plans, and hopefully we will have time. I think we'll have time to do the whole Jeff saga, because it's excruciating.
I know.
It's awful. And Kelly of all people. And that's what's
Kelly,
interesting.
How dare you?
No, because Kelly is like, she's like our moral compass.
Okay, but you know
she
what?
She cheats on Zach.
Okay, but you know what? When you're the awful. Good, when you're the good guy constantly all the time,
right,
sometimes you gotta break. I'm just saying
yeah,
well, I'm
we'll
just saying
save
sometimes
that.
You get fed up with being the good guy.
We'll save that for
so I'm just saying.
When we do the Jeff saga, because I believe it's two or three episodes. It's a
I
few.
I feel like it's three
because I think it's like anyway we'll
because
we'll
she meets him and then it's the thing and then it's the breakup.
It's a whole thing.
I think it's three.
It's horrible. But Jeff is a horrible, horrible.
Well, he turns out to be horrible. You don't realize it.
He's terrible.
First. I know that. I'm saying you don't realize it at
you
first.
You don't realize it at first,
he
no.
He comes to us in the sheep's clothing.
He does. Because he's seen... Yeah, okay. We'll get to that later.
Obviously, this
go.
Is something we're going to have to
go.
Cover very soon.
We got to go.
We got to go. You're dead.
All right. So that's it, and we really enjoyed this one.
Yes.
So much so.
Absolutely.
And
you don't want to end it is the problem.
No, that's the problem. I know. I hate ending, especially if I really love the episode.
Yeah,
just love
no,
this
it's
episode.
So fun. It's so fun.
It was just so much fun. Anyways, but we do have to go, and but we'll be back in a couple weeks, and we do have some exciting stuff to talk about for the summer.
We're not going to say a word about it until
not
it's
just
time.
Yet, not just yet, not just yet. But it's going to be exciting, and that's that. Brooke, why don't you tell everybody where they can find us, and then we can wrap it up.
Alrighty, if you guys are on Instagram, that's where we do our posting. We are at the Tape Store. We post, like pictures from the episodes that we do, and. You know, stories and things like that. So please give us a follow. If you are so inclined, if you like what you hear here, please subscribe, listen to leave us a comment, a rating. It helps other fellow nostalgians find us and get to connect. So if you're so inclined, if you like what you hear, we would love for you to give us a rating, give us a follow, subscribe, whatever. Find us on Instagram. We'd love to connect with you.
Did you say nostalgians?
Nostalgians, yes.
I love that. That's
I don't think I've ever said that before. Right. That's a new
nostalgians.
Thing.
Nostalgians, tape store people, tape store customers.
Fellow nostalgians.
Staff and whatnot.
Staff?
Tape store staff.
Oh, okay. I guess we are the tape store staff.
Me and you are, but I'd like to thank some of our closest friends on here.
Absolutely.
I would consider them staff. All right. Well, we love you guys. Take care, and we will see you in a couple weeks. This is Toby.
And this is Brooke.
See you next time.
Bye, guys.